listening to 99.9 Live FM. Back here with you on Sunday morning, and I've got a very special guest who's called into the studio. Now, this guy, you may recognize his voice. I think he's got one of the most distinctive voices in all of Christian music. He's had a wildly successful career over so many years, 32 number one radio singles with his band previously, 10 million albums sold, 24 GMA Dove Awards, inducted to the GMA Hall of, or the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, 4 Grammy Awards, 1 American Music Award. On top of that, he's got a beautiful wife, 5 children, and he's just released his brand new solo album. Mac Powell, welcome to Townsville. We're so glad you're here. Now, we've got to know, you've got this wildly successful career, this beautiful family with 5 kids, and you're releasing a solo album. Why now?
Well, that's a great question. When Third Day ended, we had our farewell tour in June of 2018, which has been over 3 years now. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that we actually were kind of done before that, sooner than that. It had been about a year and a half before that since we had done a tour. And so for me, it was, you know, it's been 5 years that Third Day's been done. In the meantime, I was making a couple of independent records. I had this dream. I always wanted to make country music and make a country record and go out and tour that. So I did that for a couple of years, but always knew, even though I loved doing that, and that was a dream and a goal I had in my life, I always knew that Christian music was where I belonged and where I felt comfortable. And so in January of 20, I started going to Nashville, but really for the first time, to write songs with pro songwriters. I'd never done that before. And just trying to develop some of these ideas that I'd come up with, and didn't know where that would necessarily lead, if I would have enough music for a record, or if there would be a record company that would want to sign me, all those things. So yeah. I was just moving forward and trying to make some music. And fortunately for me, I was able to connect with Capitol, CCMG, and sign a record deal with them. And I thought I was going to put out a record at the end of 2020, but COVID kind of threw a curveball to all of us.
Yeah.
And so here I am now, almost a year later after that. But it was a good thing. It helped me, it allowed me to work out more song ideas, develop the ones that I had already. And I think it really, having that extra time, made it a better album.
That's great to hear. It's interesting you talk about the timeline, because River of Life's the first single that you've released off of that. We've been playing it on our station. I know it's been really successful all over the U.S. and we've been enjoying it here. But when you talk about that song, you mention how the River of Life is also referred to in the medical community. Is that just a coincidence, or does some of that play on what's been happening in our world?
Yeah, I think for those listeners who don't know, I didn't know this. Someone had told me, within the medical field, the bloodstream is called the River of Life. And I didn't know that until after we had written the song. And I thought, how great is that, that it carries over for me as a person of faith. When I sing River of Life, it's about you know, this life that God gives us, this grace and mercy. And it's almost like we picture that grace and mercy and his love as a river, and we want to jump in and enjoy that. So often in scripture, water or rivers are talked about as significant places, places of healing, places of, you know, redemption, of making a stand, of cleansing. And so, you know, that's what we really, really wrote the song about. And then to discover that later on, about the river of life being the blood flow, and knowing that our grace and our mercy and our love is received because of the sacrifice of Jesus and his blood flowing for us. I just thought it was a really cool metaphor.
It's so cool when things work out like that, and you have this metaphor that has an incredible meaning right for the season. It's a bit of a toe tapper. It's the first single release. We've been playing it for a couple weeks now, but we're excited to play it for you right now. It's River of Life.
Lost and looking for a home. If you've been drifting, on in. Water is fine, it's healing in. River of life, calm as you are. No time to waste, open your heart. Don't be afraid, jump on in. The water is fine, it's healing in. The river of life. Brothers, sisters, come on down to that river. Guaranteed you'll never be the same.
You're back with Beck on 99.9 Live FM. It's good to be alive, and it's really good to be in studio with Mac Powell, all the way from the U.S., sharing with us about his brand new album, New Creation. Now, Mac, the song Center of It All, one of the songs on the album, you said it was inspired by a devotional about God's faithfulness that you read. I'd love to know, what was the devotional? It sounds amazing.
Yeah, a friend of mine had, it was a random devotion that a friend of his had written.
Okay.
And I was going to Nashville. I'd read it that morning and just thought, man, this is really, really great. It's a great reminder for us to where do we put our focus? And as I drove to Nashville, I was thinking about that. And I sat down with a couple of guys that day. It might have been that day or the next day. And everybody said, you know, who's got an idea? And nobody had an idea. And I said, well, I don't really have a musical idea, but I read this great devotion today and I read it to them. And everybody said, man, that would be a great song. And so we went forward with it.
Absolutely love it. Has that been one of the songs that has grounded you in this season? Like, how do you interact with your own music and your own journey with God and the challenges of this last season?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, and you said it a moment ago, a lot of times as a songwriter, of course, you know about the song that you're writing. There's a message and there's this balance of trying to have the music and the lyric and how to make it the best song that it can be, and a song that people is going to be, you know, be able to sing back after hearing a couple of times. But at the same time, having this lyric that is going to open up people's hearts and hopefully minds as well, to some new things or to remind them of some old things. And so for me, a lot of times you have the basic message of the song, but it isn't until later on after it's been out a while. And the Lord really kind of, you know, works on my heart as an artist, where sometimes I don't fully understand. And I know that sounds weird, but sometimes you don't fully understand a song until after it's been out, until it's until people have heard it and they start responding to how the song has affected them. Because a lot of times a song can mean something different to different people. And so, yeah, the Center of It All is really a great reminder for me, just where my focus in life should be.
Yeah.
And knowing that throughout history, throughout the scripture, throughout the history of man, the story of Jesus has really been the center of everything. Mm-hmm. And for us of faith, it's, you know, I talk about Easter sometimes, of course, because third day, that's where we got the name third day, was the resurrection, Easter day. And so often I've posted on social media about Easter saying that this is the most important day in the history of the world. Because so much has been set in motion because of that moment, because of that, of people's faith and whether people agree or disagree with that resurrection. And so, yeah, what an honor to be able to continue to sing about those kinds of things.
And what an honor for us, Mac, to be able to listen to this music, to dwell on that amazing message and to think about God's faithfulness. And of course, I'm really privileged to be not only bringing these words from Mac, but also his music. This is Center of It All.
From the coolness of the garden to the chaos of the fall, when we saw the Red Sea parted and Jericho's tumbling walls,
Love was leading us to freedom. You were teaching us your song. Through every page of history, you're right where you belong. From the beginning to the ending, you're the center of it all. It's for you and it's from you, you and you alone. The author of our story, let it all be for your glory. From the beginning to the ending, you're the center of it all. From the promise of the prophets to the virgin birth, the king that came to serve. And on a cross you bore my burden, took my sin down to the grave. And on that Sunday morning, you rolled the stone away. From the beginning to the ending, you're the center of it all. It's for you and it's from you, you and you alone. The author of our story, let it all be for your glory. From the beginning to the ending, you're the center of it all. You're the center of it all. And the tears that we've been crying, you're gonna wipe away. When you call us home to heaven, and we'll see you face to face. We will join the saints and angels. We will raise a victory song, singing holy, holy, holy to the center of it all. Love it all. From the beginning to the ending, you're the center.
You're on with Beck on 99.9 Live FM, and what a privilege it has been to have Mac Powell right here with us here in Townsville. So thankful that he could give us a call and tell us about his new album, New Creation, which has just released. And we've been sharing some of the music and the stories behind that. But Mac, you know, beyond your hugely successful music career, you've got an incredible family. You've got a wife, you've got five kids. Tell us what it's like. You're on the road, you're busy, you're doing all these things. How do you maintain a family balance with your career?
Well, it's a lot easier these days than it was back in the day. Back in the day when you were there before cell phones, you'd have to wait in line for a payphone. And if you're on a tour with a bunch of people, you know, there was constantly, you'd go and there'd be a couple people in line. So you'd leave and come back later and hope no one was on the phone. Cell phones made a huge, huge difference in making things better to stay connected. FaceTime all the time, several times throughout the day. With my wife and my kids. Three of my kids are off to college. So,
wow.
You know, it's staying, and it's not just making one phone call and talking to everybody. It's making a lot of phone calls, a lot of FaceTime calls. But also just when I'm home, and we in Third Day had really committed to this, that when we're home, we serve our families and we stay home. You know, so often guys go out on a guy's night or go out with their friends, you know, to a game or whatever. And I don't really do that stuff when I'm home. When I'm home, I'm home. I get all my fun time out on the road with my friends. And so just staying committed to doing that and getting home as soon as I can and leaving as late as I can so we can have those extra hours together.
I love that. You're on tour now. Is that right?
I am. Yeah. I'm in, College Station, Texas.
Yes.
Today with Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman, having a blast out with him and some great friends on this tour.
How does it feel to be on the stage again after, I mean, you had the career where you had a little bit of a pause or a difference, but I mean, COVID-19 stopped so much. How does it feel to be out there again now?
Yeah, it feels great. Now, I will say, even though touring went away for quite a while in 20, we started back in the fall of last year. Now, it wasn't the normal touring. I was actually out with Steven and with Michael W. Smith. We were on a tour together and called it the Three Amigos. But we played drive-in theaters where people could drive in with their cars and stay in their cars if they wanted, or just stand out, you know, in front of their cars and just in a big open field. And so it wasn't a normal show, but it was doing something, you know, it was moving forward. And so we had a good time doing that, but it is great to be back. And I did the same thing in the spring with Zach Williams.
Okay.
But it's good to be back doing shows in normal venues and churches and theaters and being able to. We still can't quite connect with fans like we want to. I'm not able to go out and shake hands and you know, sign autographs and things like that. But it's a little closer to normal than we were a year ago.
We're still waiting for our normal, just a little bit here in Australia. Still quite a few restrictions around the place, particularly due to travel and that sort of thing. So we'll look forward when artists can enter our country again and we can see you on this side. But I think that's why having new music to listen to is so powerful, because here we are totally isolated. You get to make this music on the other side of the world and we get to listen to it and be encouraged of it or encouraged by it. And on that note, my favorite song of the album is one that is a huge encouragement to me, Everlasting Arms. I find I can just get lost in it. And that's what I want from music. I just want to close my eyes, get lost in the story, be reminded of who God is, be encouraged in my day-to-day life in Everlasting Arms. Well, I love lots of songs of the album. That is the one that just did it for me. Would love to hear your inspiration behind that song and what it means to you.
Yeah, there's an old hymn called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and I was singing it one day, and I grew up in church singing it in choir, and I just thought it's a great classic hymn, and I wanted to kind of take that idea and that thought that through everything that we go through, to be able to rest in God's arms, his that will never fade away, that will never grow weak, that will never get tired of holding us. And so that's really the inspiration for that song, and I'm glad you like that. That's one of my favorites as well.
We've got more coming up very shortly from Mac Powell, but first I want to play you this song. I hope it is an encouragement to you like it has been to me. This is Everlasting Arms.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, so close to you that I can hear your heart. Nothing else can separate me from your love. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. In the morning I am met with your mercy, and in the evening I am wrapped in your love. There's no end to your reach, there's no place I'd rather be. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm resting in your never-ending peace. Patiently I wait to hear you speak. Nothing else can keep me safe from every storm. Nothing but your everlasting arms. And in the morning I am met with your mercy. And in the I'm leaning on your everlasting arms.
99.9 Live FM. You're on with Rebecca and Mac Powell, formerly of Third Day, although Mac has just released his first solo album, New Creation. We've been talking about some of the tracks, hearing about them. Now, we are a Christian station. We've got lots of people who are Christians, but lots of people who don't share the faith listening as well. 1991 was written about a significant day for you, and I'd love for you to share, you know, what was that point of difference for you? Maybe for people that don't share the faith, why was that day so important? You tell the story in the song, but in your words here, why was that so significant?
Well, what's interesting is there are several autobiographical songs on the album, and that's definitely one of them, probably one of the strongest ones. And I'll let out a little secret. That date is kind of a made up date. I don't have the specific date. Now the moment was true and real, but I didn't know the exact date. It was around that time. So I just kind of tried to find something that would sing well. But it was definitely 1991. I grew up in church and made a confession of faith when I was a little kid, and I really meant it. And I believe that was a true statement of faith. And yet I went years without growing in my faith. I remained a baby Christian for a long time. And finally, my senior year of high school, I was about to graduate. It was maybe a month or so before I graduated. I had all these questions and concerns about life. And because, you know, I was about to graduate high school and move on to the real world. Yeah. And I didn't know what I was going to do. We didn't really have a lot of money for me to be able to go to college. And I wasn't a great student anyway. I didn't have any experience in being able to get a real job. And so those questions and those doubts and those fears really brought me back to God. And I sat down on my bed for the first time really ever and just opened up the Bible and started reading it, started reading the book of Romans. And God's Spirit just filled me and reminded me of that decision that I made as a kid and reminded me that I wasn't staying true to that decision. And so I made a radical change in life. I was in a garage band that, you know, I had hopes and dreams for, and I quit that because I felt like I was singing songs I didn't need to be singing and hanging out in places I didn't need to be hanging out. I wanted to surrender everything to God. And it was a couple of days later, one of the band members in that garage band, Mark Lee, we went to high school together. He said, "Why don't we start a Christian band?" I said, "That sounds great. What is that?" I had no idea what Christian music was. And so I was thankful for him helping me to move forward and continuing to do music and share my faith through that music.
Thank you for sharing your faith and your music with us today. It is such a privilege to be hearing from you and such a privilege to be sharing this song with you. Maybe for those of you who are wondering, what is this Christian thing all about? This is Matt Powell's take on it, 1991.
I was born on Christmas Day in 72. And from that day on, I did whatever I wanted to. Running from God, breaking mama's heart, dying each day, living too hard. It's a miracle that I ever made it through. By April 21st, 1991, I was worn out, tired from all the miles. Amazing grace, my eyes could see. I was born again at the age of 18.
1991 there by Mac Powell. What a great track off the new album, New Creation, just released. And Mac, I shared with you my favorite song just a little bit ago. I'd love to know, do you have a favorite song on this album?
I tell people often it's hard to pick a favorite because songs are like my babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if you got an ugly baby, you still love it. So maybe the songs aren't that great, but I love them. But if I have to pick a favorite, I would say Love is the Reason. Mm. There's something about that song. I love the storytelling in the song. Mm-hmm. I love the message of it. And it's kind of a great bridge between what I was doing in country music and what I'm doing now, returning back to Christian music. I even hate saying returning back because I never really left. It was just more because I would continue to do Christian concerts and festivals. And a lot of the people that would come to my country shows, of course, were fans from Up Third Day.
Sure.
And so I don't feel like I really left. It was more of now refocusing the music specifically in the Christian genre.
Very cool. We're going to play that song for you in just a moment. But Mac, you are headed out on a Christmas tour very shortly. And I don't mean to sound greedy. You've just released your first full-length solo album. But does that mean there might be a cheeky Christmas single making its way between now and the end of the year?
Yeah. Well, it's not cheeky, but there is a Christmas single. It's a serious song. And it's called Jesus Christ Is Born. It's a fun, upbeat Christmas song. I'm excited about it. I also wrote and sang with a new band. I'm assuming you guys have heard of Kane. They're a brand new band, a brother and two sisters, and have a couple of big smash hits here in the States. And so they'll be out on the tour with me and Casting Crowns and a couple other great artists. So we wrote a song together on their Christmas album that's coming out. So I've got a little bit of that and then also my own Christmas single coming out. Yeah, so look for it soon.
Well, we'll be excited for that. Is there anything else that you think that we should know that you'd love to add? I really appreciate the time.
No, I tell you what, I don't say this to everyone I speak to, but I love coming to Australia with Third Day. We had three trips there and I love Australian people, the kindness and just the passion that they have. And we often, whenever we would go, like the first time we met the Paul Coleman Trio, who were one of the bigger Christian bands there at the time. And we brought them back to the States with us. And then we went back a second time and brought back a band called Revive and helped them to get a record deal and took them on tour with us. And then we also for years had our front of house guy, the guy who runs sound for us. It was Dave Jacques, who was from Brisbane. So we love Aussies and we love coming there. And in fact, I was supposed to be there now in October with my pastor who's speaking, having a couple of speaking engagements. His name is Dr. Michael Youssef. I lead worship at Church of the Apostles where he pastors. And so we were supposed to be there now, but it got, you know, of course, delayed. Sure. So hopefully next year we'll come see you guys.
We will be so ready for that. And North Queensland is a tiny bit out of the way. We've got a beautiful place on the reef. So when you come, let us know. We'll have you up here. You can have a little refresh at the end of your Australian time and enjoy the Great Barrier Reef and we'll look after you really well. Mac Powell, thank you so much for being with us today. You're on tour and you took the time to duck into a room and to give us a call and share with us this new music, which is so wonderful. We're going to be looking forward to that Christmas single. But for now, you know, we played some great tunes, but there is so much more on that album. Encourage you to get on wherever you get your music, Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you're getting it, and access the album. It is not to be missed. It's a real great album. And it's so encouraging to hear the story behind the song. And we'll be bringing you more Mac Powell. I love playing it on Sunday mornings. I know we've got it playing through the week as these singles release. And of course, bringing you a Christmas single. But we'll leave you with this one. Mac Powell's favorite song from his new album, New Creation, Love is the Reason.
Mama dragged us to church every Sunday. And heaven knows I didn't want to go. The preacher talked too long, and I didn't like those songs. That hour and 15 went by way too slow. Well, I asked my mother, why do we bother? And she smiled and said from deep down in her soul, love is the reason, love is the reason. That's where my heart is leading, and love is the reason that I Time went by and we got a little older. My brother signed up to wear that army green. Fighting the good fight and leaving home behind. Giving everything to be all he could be. And I asked my brother, why do you bother? He stood up tall and said these words to me. Love is the reason. Love is the reason. Yeah, love is the reason that I go. I'm gonna fight for what I believe in. That's where my heart is leading. And love is the reason that I go. Love is strong and love is kind. Love will go the extra mile. It ain't scared to pay the price. Love will always sacrifice. Walking up the hill that stood before him, carrying that cross to bear all shame. If I could ask him why he was laying down his life, I know that I would hear my Jesus say, love is the reason, love is the reason, yeah, love is the reason that I go. I'll give my life for what I believe in, that's where my heart is leading. That I go.